saw the news flash? You got the
Yeah, I just saw it 1 minute ago.
I didn't see it yet, I think. News flash?
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I received an email, so I thought I can't mail you, so I thought I'd just drop it in the...
Hey, what's wrong with my computer?
Okay.
Still not?
Het zijn eigenlijk niet de goede instellingen.
Ja, dat is mijn presentation.
Ik denk dat je een Chimshon desktop size.
Oké, everybody ready?
Not really.
Well.
So our computer is not functioning.
Alright.
Okay, where do I find this? I'm not so good display. Display. And then settings. I'm not sure.
You read the news flash?
No.
Kay.
No, what was
can
it
we
about?
Get started or is this some pressing?
Yeah, my computer is not
issue?
Functioning properly.
Oh, good person. Plug in power cable when you come back.
Yeah, no, but my screen is reduced in size.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Maybe
you
can help with screen?
Yeah.
Oh,
feedback.
Okay.
There's just one way to do that.
Okay.
Control-delete. No.
Format.
Format, see here. So it doesn't draw the attention away.
This is stressful.
My
own map.
No, not this, but
the task.
Yeah.
Dreadful. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Did you change anything about this?
No,
yeah?
I just
okay.
Flapped it, closed it,
yeah,
took it here, and then this
it happens and that's the only way it's... You can do it, because if you do it otherwise... Then
where was it, at settings?
Well, I call me when it's happening.
Okay.
I'm looking at it.
Alright.
Sorry about this.
Thank you. Do you guys like your tasks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And then a couple of minutes before this, I get my function, you know, the information that I need.
Yeah.
So
but
frustrating.
It's not clear what you have to
so
type. Yeah,
I
had a whole idea and then just typing it and then, oh, I have to do that. So
yeah,
switch.
Exactly. This presentation is mainly based on my own ideas because I hadn't time to integrate the information yet.
Mm.
So
yeah.
Really annoying.
Okay, there we are again.
By your humble PM.
Yeah. Okay, this is the agenda. We have three presentations, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, really. So, who wants to start?
Yeah, that's fine, I want to start.
Yeah.
We have to start it right away.
Yeah.
This
is you?
Yeah, functional requirements.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about functional requirements. Some research has been done, observing of 100 subjects in the usability lab using a remote control. They also filled in a questionnaire. The findings were, you can see them for yourself. They dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. Users think they're ugly. They do not match the operating behavior of the user, so they don't match what they want to have on it. They're often lost somewhere in the room. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. And they're bad for Era's eye. I don't know how user can read that, but okay. There's also was also some research on the most relevant and irrelevant functions. Most irrelevant and less used were audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch, bass, screen settings for brightness and color and stuff like that. But they are used. I mean,
They do need to be in the.
Yeah, they do need to be on the remote control.
Okay.
I mean, if you can't control the sound settings. I mean, if you dislike a very loud bass or something, you need to change that. So,
doesn't have an equalizer.
Yeah, I mean, we can't.
Next
well, might
generation.
Be had, but
all right.
We can't leave them away. Most relevant, most used functions, they speak for themselves, I guess. Power button, channel volume selection, daily text, but we can skip that because I saw the new slash, and daily text is so outdated that it should not be used anymore in the future, so forget this one.
Okay.
And channel setting, so for programming your channels in the
By
right
the way, where did you guys get that new slash?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I didn't get anything.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
On the project.
Built by Mill. I received Mill, but you don't. So,
so it's a text
more
file
information
in the project folder. The data text can be skipped.
That's in the presentation.
Right.
There was some research on new features in remote control about an LCD screen and speech recognition. Well, we got an update for the audience, or the targeted group. So it's above 40, I guess.
The below,
new
I believe.
Or below.
Yeah, below 40.
Because that's pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I read.
Our current customers are in the age group 40 plus.
Yeah.
And the new product should reach new market, which is
below.
The customers below 40.
Okay, well.
So where did you get
that's in the
news.
That's in the news. Okay, that's
okay.
Good to know. Because you see a clear distinction between the age groups concerning the features. I mean, above 40, people are not so interested in a screen or speech recognition, but below that age they pretty much are, so I think we can build it in. Yeah, well, we can skip this part as well because I thought I read above 40, so we could skip the features, but we just have to build them in because we find it very interesting. Well, we have to keep all the classic functions, but make the buttons as user-friendly as possible. And also, so not only the design of the buttons, but how you can push them and stuff like that. So the physical aspect of it. And I think certainly for the lower age groups, a nice design, which does have major remote control or noticed in your room. But it's
yeah.
Actually a part of your interior, of your design in your room. So it's that people can say, whoa, what's that? Well, that's my remote control. So it's
yeah.
It has to look nice and feel nice and have all the functions.
But it also needs to have corporate identity.
Yeah, so the logo has to be
present and the colors.
Present, yeah, and the colors as well.
So we can't change much of that.
Do we have
yeah. So, but I don't think that's a problem because the
mm-hmm.
thing has to have a color anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Most
yes.
of the time there is a brand present on it, so
yeah.
I think that's not gonna
okay.
affect it very, very much. But that are the consequences on the marketing part.
Alright.
Okay.
Okay. It's open already, so you can use alt pop to find yours. Go, Jurgen.
Oh no. How do I.
You pressed Alt F4?
No, I pressed the mouse button.
Oh, great.
that's the self destruct button.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe you can do it from your computer. So
yeah.
Yes.
If you will all go
yeah.
stand around
yeah.
the computer.
Yeah, right.
That's nice.
Okay, I had two examples.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the advanced one with a lot of options and functions
mm-hmm.
and buttons. This
yeah.
is the easy one. I think we have to combine them
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Merge the best functions of all examples.
Yeah.
But yeah, the age is under 40.
Yeah,
yeah.
So and marketing research stated that kind of users are not afraid of.
Okay, so we have the option for
not
more
too
functions.
Much, but yeah.
Yeah.
And we do have to integrate the screen and the
speech recognition. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. this one we can remove for kids, it's just only for adults, so we can use some advanced options.
Yeah, from
but
age of 16.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but I
yeah.
prefer we use the basic options. Yeah, we have to make them very easy, so for just zapping around the channels you can just push one button. But if you want to use your video recorder or something else, you should just use an advanced option.
Yeah, but the newsflash also stated that it should control only one device,
okay,
only
one
your
device.
television.
Yeah, okay,
So
I didn't
it's pretty easy. No, yeah,
so
it's
there are not extra options in this.
Okay,
case,
and
right?
I also we have to make it fashionable, like
Yeah.
you said before. Yeah, the basic functions. Only use the extra functions if they are really needed.
Yeah, so maybe you can hide them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what we can do with the screen is all the configuration options. You can put that in the screen. And
yeah,
then
make
and
a screen menu or something.
Yeah, screen
Yeah.
menu to do that, and then the basic function just on the device itself. So it looks very simple, and all the advanced features are hidden in the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
With a clear
what
menu.
other functionality is the screen? What does the screen
Okay,
do?
I'm trying to fix the board.
But
yeah.
It's low in power.
What are there?
So what does the screen do? They said they needed it, but what does it do? What do they want with the screen?
For the advanced functions, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what
well
we
it
make
it
up.
Yeah,
So that's what did the marketing.
didn't say what they want to do with
Yeah.
the screen. But my guess is it's pretty handy for
Yeah, okay,
advanced functions.
But
searching for channels and
Yeah, searching
oh,
for channel programming
no.
then.
No, no, no. Okay. That's I'm almost finished. So.
Okay.
We have to watch out for the if you make it very fashionable, the functionality will go down. So we have to make a compromise between functionality and fashionable.
Content and form.
Yeah,
yeah.
Content and form.
Yeah.
No, that was
that was the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Well, my presentation is a bit sorry.
Well, you can improvise, right?
A little bit. No.
So we can go for it.
I know.
We can go for the look and feel of the left example, and then a screen on top of it.
All right. How do I skip back?
Just press the
Yeah.
key.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, I was working on this before I got my information, so I was just working off the top of my head, using my common knowledge about remote controls. Well, the info on the website, which so I didn't really know what kind of functions we had to put into it yet. This is basically an overview of what we discussed in our last meeting. Those were my starting points. I was working on a schedule, and I was supposed to do it like this, but then the information came and it was kind of exact with all the steps in the remote control that I had to follow, so I was trying to organize them for myself and then make the actual design, but I never came around to do that, so I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say about it. I mean, everything speaks for itself, I guess. I mean, you press a button, it sends a signal to a chip, which translates it into infrared signal of certain spatial
frequency. Yeah.
And or temporal frequencies actually, and then through a transformer, the signal gets boosted and then sent to the receiver on the TV, and the TV will translate it into a function. Yeah, well, this was actually all I got around to do.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
don't know if I'm too slow for this stuff. Yeah.
Work harder.
Okay, should we make a list of the of all the functions we want?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we want to incorporate into it.
Okay,
For those that didn't see it yet, the basic new requirements of the management were no temp text, only for TV. It should be designed for use group below 40, but I don't think it's wrong if we can target the current customer group as well.
Mm.
And the corporate identity should be clear in the design of the remote. And we have to decide on the functions and on the...
Let's see, what was it? The target group. We have to make be clear what that is.
The target group of users? Or
yeah, users.
Because it says below 40, I mean...
Yeah.
I guess
I think it's easy, but
yeah, or male
also
female.
For children or just
It's below 40, so we
the
can
marketing
decide
research
where
started also on the age of 16 to 25, 25 to 35,
okay.
35 to 45, something like that. So
below 40 is okay, but we need a lower level in which to
miss.
So is it from 16 to 40? Is it from 20 to 40 is
16 to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess people of 16 are quite used to technology.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They adapted pretty soon, I guess.
If we have a larger public, we have more options to
to
sell our product.
Yeah. So what we might want to do is have customized the screen functions, if you know what I mean. That younger users are more acquainted with these kind of machines, so they can use more advanced functions, but maybe elderly people don't understand it so well, so they need a simpler remote.
Sorry.
And
mm.
Yeah, that you can choose what the design displays or
yeah,
whatever.
That's why I wanted to make two different groups of functions, the simple functions for the whole public and the advanced options for the younger people who are more
experience.
So all incorporated in the screen or just on the remote itself?
I should put the extra advanced options onto the on-screen display.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you have a visual of the brightness with
yeah.
the kind
yeah.
of sliding bar and
yeah.
the bus and stuff
yeah.
like that for sound and visuals.
So you should have a menu for all the functions
regular.
You don't use regular,
yeah.
Which are
like drawing.
Yeah.
It's not very big.
Oh. Yeah, it's okay. It doesn't have line control. So. Yeah, we get the idea.
Yeah, well, this is basically
remote.
Yeah.
Basic. Well, usually the power button.
On top,
I guess.
Should be easily reached with the thumb.
Yeah, so
it
should fit right.
Left top or right top?
Right.
I said right.
Most people are right-handed,
right.
So
yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Maybe left-hand specialism, but okay. Good, like here or something. Then you could put the screen, like on a mobile phone, also on top, I guess.
Yeah, but if you are using the normal functions, the basic functions, you normally
do
press
it
them
also with the thumb.
Yeah.
So it should be a little bit longer so that you can put your thumb also reach the middle. Or you should screen at the bottom and then you can see it very clearly.
Okay, so you have the
you
hand screen is
be
below
able to hold it, so
and the buttons are in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, put the screen here. It's more about the functions now than the
layouts. Layouts. That's
doesn't
okay.
work too well. It's not.
I can help it.
Broke it.
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You get it. For example, if you put all the.
You want a normal piece of paper and just a pen?
Yeah.
That might be easier.
Kind of hard. Like if you have like 10 buttons for all the channels.
here one
for flipping up and down.
Yeah. And falling.
Yeah. That's usually like here.
Yeah.
So you have up and down for the channels.
Left and right
for the volume.
Those can also be used for the menu.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, but this is really your department.
Yeah.
So we need just functional display.
Yeah.
And
cursors. This is function.
And
so if you can use the
most of the time, you have one button in the middle. It says menu.
Yeah.
And then if you press it, the screen gets activated, and then you can use these buttons to scroll up and down and left and right to go into a function, and then most of the time, this menu button is also like to confirm a kind of action. So you scroll into it, you select a function like base, you just adjust it with these two buttons, then to confirm, and then on each screen there should be an option to go back to an upper level, and then finally say exit, or one button to exit it. One time, I don't know, that's not really my department. That's more your department too.
We need a logo on our remote control. Or
but it should be, if the screen is here, then the logo should be
on the left
on top.
Top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that depends on where you put the screen. But it's essential that there is a screen.
Yeah, I mean the position of the screen is also more essential than. I mean, we look where we have space left, and then put the logo over there.
Yeah. And for the speech recognition part, if you want to incorporate that, we need a microphone.
Yeah, so it should be, I mean, if you have it in your hand here, it should be on top somewhere.
Yeah, that's what we...
Why do we want to put the display in the bottom?
No, that's not sure.
That's not sure, but...
We need a display.
Because if you use the functions, your hand will block the display.
Yeah, okay, but... that's only for the basic function. If you are going to use the advanced option, you are going to press the menu button, and then,
I mean, a screen on top looks more
logical
to me.
Yeah.
Also, because people use mobile phones, and they also have a screen on top.
Okay.
So you just have to reach a little bit for the power button.
Yeah.
I mean, if you grab
once it's on, it's on. You don't need
of the times if TV's on standby, people just press the channel.
Okay, we put it on top.
Put it on. So we put this on top.
Yeah.
And then make the corporate logo like over here. RR. And the microphone, I mean it can be very small if you look at your mobile phone, so
there
are some stripes, little holes.
Mm. Maybe on the top or even on the side.
Yeah, maybe on the side. I mean
But then it's possible that you cover it with your hand. So
true.
Yeah. Okay. So
I think
on the top is better.
But if you hold the remote like this, if you put it on the top on the side, I don't know.
Yeah.
It should be able to. Work.
Yeah.
Depends on the sensitivity of the microphone.
Okay, we'll leave this up to you.
That's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much. So, but on the screen is on top. Which functions did we have left? I mean, this is basically numbers.
Volume,
channel up and down.
Channel up and down, and the control of the advanced options.
Yeah.
So
maybe we should decide what advanced options we want to put in the LCD screen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so we needed to integrate those sound and image options, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
so sound.
Bass.
Sound.
So we need kind of an equalizer.
Equalizer. So if you have sound. But not too advanced. I mean, most TVs use only treble.
Yeah,
it's just a remote control.
Yeah, treble,
so they're not used often, so.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to write.
Okay,
but you have sound.
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
You have a digital. Better write it down over there.
Of course.
You have sound.
Just
secretary. Yeah. sound, and then within sound. I guess treble and bass.
Treble bass.
Yeah, you had the mono stereo option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
also
there was something else also, and then
pitch.
Pitch.
Yeah, but pitch isn't that. Yeah, that's the high.
Yeah.
The
tone.
Frequency is the tone. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
why would you use that?
Yeah, isn't
people
that?
Live
that depends on the signal of the program you're watching.
Yeah.
And also the tuning part.
Programming part.
Yeah, programming. channel programming.
So we have sound, yeah, channel programming.
And yeah, in the functionality of the
television.
Of the remote, do we want the buttons to make sound when you press them as a confirmation or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know.
I think it gets annoying. I mean, most mobile phones use
that
in the beginning, but
you can disable
under
it.
The advanced option.
Yeah.
Maybe you can put those.
But the television itself has also the options with the brightness and screen color, etc. So
contrast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people don't want to sit on their knees in front of their television with usually only three buttons, and it's very hard to
contrast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, contrast and brightness.
Right.
Yeah, that are the most used, I guess.
And you
also want
your presentation, right? So I can
well,
just copy those.
Yeah, well, I guess it. These were the only ones, I guess.
Okay, that's easy.
Yeah.
But so
we have
TV options, which is all this.
Yeah, the button
sound
options and
sound
the LCD options.
And you have in that
Indeed,
the remote control options.
Yeah.
So we need two menus, kind of thing.
Yeah, you have basically a button menu, which you can use directly, according to the old principle, and the LCD options are activated based on some software options that communicates with the infrared.
Yeah, with the chip and then I mean.
So you have an additional processor and
well
software part.
Yeah, we have power button, but that's present. Mm-hmm. Channel volume selection present. Numbers present. Yeah, audio settings, mono stereo, pitch, bass, treble, screen settings, brightness, and color.
Color.
Contrast is
Okay,
color and brightness.
Yeah.
And what you say, channel settings or channel programming. So you have an option to start scanning all the frequencies.
Yeah,
and when it encounters one, well, it shows on your TV,
mm-hmm.
and then you can select a number in your remote,
so
which you want to save.
Channel program is auto seek.
Yeah, auto seek.
Name a channel, or
well, most TVs automatically display the name which you get through the cable.
Oh, they get the automatic names.
Yeah, so you only have to choose the position on your. It only has to match the channel frequency on your TV.
Yeah.
With the position on your TV and so your remote.
Yeah, but can you also say I want Veronica on channel number 5 or?
If you already programmed it.
Yeah.
If you want to move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be possible too.
How do you call that?
Yeah, how do you call that? Well, you should be able to browse through a list or something, which displays all the values, all the channels, which are possible. I mean, like 1 to 30
or
490 or whatever. Just browse it and then in some kind of way see if it is programmed.
Swap channels?
Yeah.
Call it that?
Swap channels.
Swap is a good option. Okay.
So
other functions?
Most of the time, if you swap it, let's say for example you have RTL5 on channel 5 and Veronica on channel 8 and you want to move Veronica to channel 5, most of the time you override the previous previous one.
Well, that's up to
yeah.
the user interface.
It's pretty
okay.
Yeah, I mean you have to look on the menu.
Now those are working
on the TV
also.
He only has to figure out how it has to look and how
Yeah, but also which buttons you have to press to get a certain result.
Yeah, okay,
the working design was to specify how the physical interaction between the components was I believe.
Yeah.
You did your homework. But
Or is it too hard to just do it on your remote to program the channels?
No,
it should
be able to
but
do
I think the communication with the television is difficult, but that's not our part.
No,
we don't have to design the protocol, so
that's
true. Thank God.
Yeah, okay, so we have to figure out a way to do that easily. I mean, the auto-seek is not a problem. you encounter a channel, and then it just says, on which number do you want to save this? And you just press the number on your remote, and then say confirm, okay, and then it's saved. It's easier, it's harder to, if you have already programmed it, to swap. So we have to think of something for that.
User interface designer can design the menu for all these functions,
yeah.
So I put them on
kind of structure into
layers. Can you make a map with all the, because it's now, there are lots of documents.
Yeah, I can. I'll just try to reorganize things. So you design the basic function menu for the LCD screen.
And the layout of the thing.
The layout,
I think the layout
of
the screen.
Right.
And I think you can concentrate more on the button placement and the placement of the screen itself on the.
Isn't that more the user interface?
No, I think that's more in.
Now, all the functional aspects of the.
Maybe more.
I think are in my department.
Yeah.
I have to know what it has to do. So if you want to, you know, the changing the channels kind of thing is.
Okay.
To integrate
so his layout and your function.
Yeah.
One function. Okay.
I think that's a good thing.
But do I have to make the menu layout also, or
are you
going to do that?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's
your department, yes.
Okay.
Because
we
you already know what.
We have to kind of work together.
Yeah.
If I make the menu, like, I have to state which function has to be in the menu, and then you have to decide it in a way that is user friendly.
You are going to make a list of what functions are going to be on the screen, menu screen. And I'm going to make a nice menu.
With some layers in it. So.
Yeah, and also make clear which buttons to press to get a certain result.
Yeah,
because that's always the difficulty. Every device has its own.
Yeah, well, I guess this button, the OK
menu,
or you can incorporate two different buttons, like you have on your mobile phone. So this is only for to get in the menu or to exit it, and then want to confirm and want to go one step back.
Yeah.
So it's like the say button on your mobile phone if you have a Nokia or like that, or the no button to go one step back. It's only two extra buttons.
Yeah.
But if it's very clear that they are for the screen,
I think we have to make two groups. One group for the display and one group for the basic functions.
But they're incorporated.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
but this
is used for both.
Yeah, but maybe that's not. If you're zapping with your remote control, you can press the menu button and then you are suddenly into the
into your
display.
Screen. Okay, so you leave the menu button out of here and just.
Put
it
under
the screen.
Just group the, we make these the advanced functions and these the basic functions.
Mm-hmm.
So we make a line between them.
But we should place the screen on top, right?
Well.
But
that's Julian's department.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you just
find out
and
then handle
the layout.
Okay.
Do we do the extra two buttons or not?
I think you should.
Yeah.
It's easier if you put too many functions in one button, it gets confusing.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
So we have a menu button and
To okay and back.
Yeah.
So okay and back.
Yeah, or confirm
and
back.
Of course, the four arrows.
Yeah.
No.
But those are still doubly used.
Should we save this picture or you know?
Yeah, I'm not clear about the extra two buttons. We have a menu button.
Yeah.
And That's
to
activate
the
screen.
Yeah, okay.
So menu button access the menu in the LCD screen.
And then with these buttons,
you can navigate.
You navigate.
Okay.
But you can also navigate the channels.
Okay, so that's not.
Those are both
multifunctional.
Is it interesting for users if we put LED lights under the buttons so that if you press on the menu function that only the buttons that are used for the menu are
lit up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good idea.
5 minutes.
Alright. Yeah, that's a good idea because then it becomes clear which buttons are active now, which you can use.
Yeah, and then it's also easier to integrate several functions in one button.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So.
Anything else?
Those buttons are lit up. But just one thing: should we use those two, then, or only these two to scroll, and then use the two functional buttons to confirm to go into something? Oh no, we have to use this to adjust.
Yeah. Keep it optional, because maybe you can, you know, go left, right, and up and down in one menu.
Maybe we should use this also as an OK button still, and then just only a back button.
Well, we have those buttons. We
the
use
problem
all four.
With the OK button in the middle is, sorry.
Yeah, OK. Yeah.
Sorry, is if you're pressing up and down, you can easily press the OK once when you're not already at your.
Yeah.
So maybe make one OK button
on
and one navigation button. Yeah, with the channel and the volume. A multifunctional navigation button.
Okay, that's what we decided.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
You want to close down? Huh?
Yeah, I want to close down. I have to. Sorry. Not because I don't like you. But we have lunch break.
Already.
And then we can work for 30 minutes. And I have to write very fast to make the minich.
Yeah.
And then we'll see.
All right. How long is the lunch break?
I don't know. Nobody told me.
Do we have to write down our stuff now or first lunch break?
No,
because
I believe that's first lunch break.
I have everything in my head now, so.
Yeah. Or you can just.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you can put the laptop back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Time pressure.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Sorry for my not finished presentation. Eh?
Oh no. Yeah, we'll kick your ass later.
Bring it on.
Cool.
I don't know if it works, but
you
saved
it. Does it save automatically in the project folder? Or?
Yeah.
It's.
We'll see. Just put back my laptop.
More board.
Oh.
Yeah, you can open it with the picture
or
something like that. Yeah, I try to organize it by these three. Yeah.
It's just my own Mac.
Yeah. I don't really mind. I just put the menu in the script.
But you've got some extra information.
Yeah, that's in the functional design.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just basically what it is. Yeah, I get invited.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get kicked if I don't do it. So.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Make me proud.